All right, everybody, so here's part two. This is the butt portion of the first one, of why I feel like I don't deserve love, why I don't feel like I'll be a fit for anyone or make a relationship work. You know, again, like I said, I'm not perfect. I'll never try to be perfect, and I know relationships aren't. There's angers, there's frustrations, and there's problems. I mean, you have two imperfect people trying to make something work in a world that's messed up, you know, and problems and things that hit your life and, you know, struggles. But you always want to have a foundation of love and respect and guidance, and you want to do everything together. And but, you know, there's things... You know, I just feel like from a personal perspective, you know, my flaws and imperfections are just too much. I have old wounds that from a long time ago that I've not completely healed, I've not completely dealt with. And they creep back in, and, you know, they're better than they used to be. But when I talked about how I want to be with my person who I feel is my soulmate, all of that is real, all of that is true, and that is scary too, because it's a complete vulnerability of who you are, and you're just laying it out there for that person every day, and, you know, they could just take it away in a matter of moments. One day you're fine and the next day you're not, because you don't know what they've been dealing with in their own mind, and you think everything is fine, and then boom, they're gone. And so, you know, I'm gonna do stuff. I'm gonna forget to do things that I promised. I forget to do laundry, forget to do dishes, forget to do something in the yard, forget to clean something up that, you know, I said I would do. I'm gonna say something that hurts you. I'm gonna not say something that, you know, maybe you expected, and I just didn't show my appreciation or my love or my gratitude for something. And so that can happen enough that it just starts to build up, and you're just like, what am I doing here? I may even snap in the moment of being tired, being stressed, whatever. And, you know, and again, can start a, you know, just a downward spiral from there. And one of my biggest things, I'll be honest with you, and I'm so ashamed of it, but I'm going to get jealous. You know, if I'm, you know, completely and totally in love with a person, which there's only been one, you have a fear of losing them. And, you know, you don't want to control them. You don't want to put a leash on them. You want to let them be who they are and stuff, you know, but it's more of not trusting them. It's more of not trusting others. And so, but that still, you know, comes out, and I may even question, you know, and question if I'm even worthy, you know. I may even say things like, I'm not good enough for you. I'm not, you know, you can find somebody better. And, you know, I'll need reassurance. And there may be times where you're just, you eventually get tired of reassuring me. Like I told you last week, I told you, it's, you know, when is it ever you could feel like, when is it ever going to be enough? When are you going to just soak it in and take it in that I am worthy of that person, and that I am loved completely, and that person doesn't want anybody else. That can wear on you. You know, again, I struggle with self-confidence and self-esteem, and those things creep out into those reasons for some jealousy and things like that. And, you know, and it may lead to that you don't think that I believe you at all, that I believe that you do love me like you say you do, and I'm just taking your words and just saying, you know, just throwing them away, that And that's not true. It's not true at all. But it wouldn't matter. That's going to annoy you again and again and cause you to question. And, you know, who knows? I can go long enough to the point where you're done. You're done with me. And no matter how much you love me, no matter how much you care for me, it may be too much. And again, I would hope that I would continue to work on those things and see my self-worth and see an increase in my confidence and esteem that, and in our relationship that I am enough for her. So I'm sure I'm leaving out a ton of things. I feel like I'm a pretty self-aware person of who I am, but I'm sure there's things that are above and beyond what I just talked about. And so that's, you know, not to take all the positives that I talked about earlier about who I am and how I feel. And like I said, that love that I can give, that I know is inside my heart, that again, that there's been only one that's ever in 49 years ever seen that and felt that. What I just talked about here, maybe too much. I would hope not, but I just wanted to get that off my chest today. And as I've, you know, really reflected on things for a while now, and it's just scary. It really is. It's scary. And just frustrating. So I hope everybody has a good day, and I'll see you again.